John Johnson giving you some audio feedback on Radio Edutalk. I'm here by myself without any guests or partner this week in a rather short notice show. We didn't have anything scheduled, but I thought this would give us a chance maybe to mention some of the things coming up, some interesting bits and pieces about Radio Edutalk and some invitations. First thing, if you've been a regular listener on Radio Edutalk to the Wednesday shows, I hope you're also catching the Thursday shows that David is mostly doing on the Professional Learning for Teachers channel. You can listen to it exactly the same way as you're listening now, either as a live stream or as a podcast. And some of these have been amazing. It's also the keynote speakers he's been having lately on the Thursday show and has organised to come on. Firstly, a couple I can recommend, one being Dr. Paul Kishner, who talked about urban legends in education. And I found that one really interesting because of the things that I and other people who are online educators or educators who are thinking about new ways and giving pupils the lead and things like that, and he really kind of challenged you and made you think around these things, which I think is great. It's always great to have the opportunity to push that a wee bit. And the other one, which I just actually listened to this week, was one that was on last week, was Professor Brian Hudson on didactics, learning and teaching. And I think it was really interesting, but I'm going to have to listen to that one again twice to get it, because there was so much to think about there. An open invitation to listen in to Edutalk at any time, and keep an eye on the Professional Learning and Teachers channel if you're a Wednesday listener. The other things I'd like to talk about are some things that are coming up on Radio Edutalk. On the 14th of June, which is a Saturday, Pedigoo is holding a Pedigoo Glasgow event at the University of Strathclyde, and Edutalk are going along to do some recording, hopefully with the people who are talking, and maybe some interviews and things from the Pedigoo movement. I think this will be a really interesting event if you've not been along to the Pedigoo things before. It's, I suppose, has some similarities and relationships with TeachMeet. What I really like about this one is that Fergal Kelly, who seems to be, not Fergal, sorry, Kenny Piper, I think, is organising it. It's making this a fairly no-frills event. There may not even be Wi-Fi. There may not be little catering. You're invited maybe to bring along coffee and sandwiches for a Pedigoo picnic. There's no major sponsorship at all. I think this is especially in contrast to some of the teach meets that I've heard about lately, where there's a great deal of sponsorship and all the rest of it. This is a really refreshing approach. There's going to be a series of workshops. It's going to cover hopefully all sectors, from early years, primary, secondary, right through the full spectrum. So that'll be interesting. We'll be there to do some recording on the day, either broadcasting live if we can perhaps take our own Wi-Fi, or as recording for podcasts. Another really interesting event we've just been invited to, and we've been invited to by Angela Gardner. And if you don't know about Angela, if you hit www.ajenterprises.co.uk, Angela provides the Inform Scotland newsletter, which is a sort of monthly digest of Scottish learning and skills, and puts out words about good and interesting events, including of course Edutalk. It fits a lot of bills. It's well worth subscribing to. Angela is involved in the organisation of Crossover Edinburgh 2014, which is a conference which says looking beyond the conventional learning and development, and it's about trends in training and workforce development. So it's got a sort of educational crossover. And there's a conference on Thursday the 5th of June, and over the weekend after that, from Friday the 6th to Sunday the 8th, there is what they call Product Forge. And Product Forge is really interesting. It's the opportunity, I think, to actually develop something. It's a weekend of design, development, innovation with the objective of prototyping new learning technology products. Now, whether you've got an idea already or would simply like to spend a rewarding weekend meeting new people, I'm reading right off the website, and developing your skills, you can join them there. They're providing meals, mentors, and around-the-clock access. There's a winning team which will get some sort of cash help to bring their product to market. So that looks quite fascinating. I mean, it's something a wee bit different for a primary school teacher like myself. But I'd be keen to go along if we can manage it. It's been quite short notice, but I do hope that either David or I can get along for some of the time. Another thing that you might like to listen to in on EduTalk, if you've got a spare 15 minutes, is myself and a friend, Mariana Funes, have been doing on Sunday nights a live broadcast on DS106 Radio. DS106 is a digital storytelling online course, and it's where we got the idea for having an actual live internet radio station for EduTalk. Mariana and I have been running a series with up to about the 8th episode, which is confusingly called episode 6, of looking at DS106, which is this digital storytelling course, and we're thinking about learning in the open, learning online, from sort of all sorts of perspectives. Mariana is a psychologist who's involved in higher education, so we're looking at that, and it's maybe slightly more lighthearted than EduTalk, and we even have music of a sort, so you might be interested in hearing that. The other bit of news that I've got, which I was really interested to hear and haven't given it a full testing, is Audioboo, about Audioboo. Now, if you're interested in podcasting at all, you've probably heard of Audioboo. Audioboo is an app for iPhone and iOS and a website which allows you very easily to record and upload audio files. Now, the free version, which obviously is attractive to educators, the free version was limited to 3 minutes. They've now changed that limit, and it's 10 minutes is the limit which you can do quite a lot of useful audio. We've seen quite a lot of different people use it in different ways, and it was at the sort of start of EduTalk, which was originally called SLF, Scottish Learning Festival Talk, in I think 2009 or maybe 2008, I can't recall, that David and I started using it. If you are interested in podcasting and you want to test out sort of a free tool, Audioboo is really good. And what is even nicer for you, if you're looking for a bit of connectedness, and for us as EduTalk, is if you add a hashtag EduTalk, #EDUTALK, to the main body of your the sort of notes that you write to accompany your audio when you post it, it will be picked up and posted to our EduTalk site. And we really are interested in getting as many opinions over the educational sphere as we can on EduTalk, because I think the crossover effect is really useful. It's very useful for educationalists, I think, to hear from people in other sectors. And certainly in EduTalk, we've had quite a lot of people from different sectors and different ideas about education. And I don't think I've ever talked to anybody or listened to anybody who hasn't given me some new information, some insight that's useful and something to think about that affects myself as a primary teacher and interested in primary and secondary education in the main. So if you are, we're happy to accept your audio on EduTalk, and all you need to do is talk about education and record it on Audioboo on either the free Android or iOS app. The other thing is we're constantly interested in anybody contributing in all sorts of different ways. So you can actually just email us a piece of audio and we'll publish it. So if you record audio in any format you like, you can push that out to us and to perhaps an audience, perhaps a bigger audience, by sending it on here or publishing it elsewhere. If you've got a blog and you're posting the odd podcast, we could arrange for that to be automatically pulled in too. And I think both for teachers and quite often classes and learners, podcasting is quite an attractive thing, but it's sometimes hard to actually join up the various bits of technology needed to do that. And to do something that's actually live is another step. And on EduTalk we've got broadcast audio 24/7, and out of that in general we probably use a couple of hours a week live, and all the rest is archived audio. Now we've got I think approaching 2,000 bits of audio on the podcast now, on the blog now, and we loop through that on the live stream. But we'd be more than happy, we'd be delighted in fact, if anybody out there would be interested in pushing something our way live. I'm quite happy to give people a starter for 10 on how to do it, give them a username and password so that they could use software to broadcast live on EduTalk. I think if you're a teacher who is in your class, you're encouraging your class to podcast, the idea of live internet radio is quite interesting as well, because it's a different experience to talk live. You don't have the opportunity to re-record and go back and edit, and that maybe brings a different sort of skill set to your class's presentation skills. You also don't get to blip out your mispronunciations because you don't edit. We would be happy to publish, and again, we're quite happy to work out something with people who wanted to actually post audio to the site directly. We could probably arrange an account for that, as long as you're using it for education. But we'd also be interested in you joining in with a live show. So if you have got the urge to talk live to an audience online, or to publish audio, either for yourself as a professional to talk to other professionals, or with your learners, just please get in touch. You can usually get myself on at John Johnson on Twitter. You can talk to David at Parslad. There's other ways of getting in touch with us. You could email edutalkr, edutalkr at hotmail.co.uk, or you could even just send us some audio via email to either that address or audio@edutalk.info. We'd get here as well, and we're quite happy to just publish that for you if you send it along, or have a wee chat about the possibilities, because there are great possibilities in audio for education. Okay, that probably is as much as I've got to say tonight. Next week I'll be leaving David on his own for both Wednesday the 21st, where Eleni Paxio, perhaps, who's a 21st century resource teacher from Toronto, Canada, is going to be facilitating reflection and teaching practice through music. And on the 22nd, Karen Hart from Fife Council Pedagogy Team is going to be talking about using collage and self-study. I think these will be really interesting. I'm not going to get to listen to them until I come back from holiday, because I'm on holiday next week. On Wednesday the 28th, we've got Katie Farrell talking about digital creativity. You probably know, if you're online, as a Scottish educator, Katie at Digital Katie, who's doing some work for Nesta, spreading digital creativity around Scotland. The 29th, of May, we've got on the Professional Learning for Teachers channel Craig Jameson. I don't know exactly what he's talking about, and it goes on. We have still got, I think, one or two slots left on Wednesday before the end of term. I think we'll have Wednesday the 25th certainly, and maybe the week before on the 17th of June. If you are interested in having a chat on EduTalk about something educational, please get in touch again, either by tweeting David at ParsLad or myself at John Johnson, or using the hashtag EduTalk, or having a wee look at contact information on edutalk.cc. So I'll just gotta hang up the mic now. If you've been listening tonight, thanks for listening, and I hope you're listening again.